Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Christina Liu, star of the Christina Liu Show.
So I'm just all over this radio. I'm co-hosting, I'm on the segment, and we'll have Talk of the Town later. So.
And the thing is, she picks the hosts, not the hosts, the guests.
Yes.
So imagine how easy it was for her to pick herself as the guest for today.
But we are making it work. Nothing can stop the PI radio show.
No, it's the truth. And we were talking about Project Independence just before the break and how socialization, et cetera, has come in. And I'm going to ask Christina a question because you've been around the longest. Has anybody, do you know if anybody has actually become a couple through Project Independence?
You know, I don't know that, but a funny story, which I have received for some reason, I'm not sure how they get transferred to me, but it's probably because I help, you know, organize the Romeos group, so people hear the name Romeos and they immediately assume, you know, this might be, you know, some love connection situation.
Some loving going on.
But there are calls that we have received saying, you know, when is Project Independence going to start a dating service? So listen,
really?
Who knows? I mean, to be determined.
With child care?
But it's really...
You know, that's an interesting one, though.
Yeah.
Actually, people have called for that.
Yeah, we've gotten a couple of calls about it. But it's not, you know, and the great thing is that there are all these opportunities that you can go and meet people. So, you know, why not try it out? You know, and a lot of, you know, speaking of the socialization piece, you know, we have, I just want to give a shout out to the wonderful, wonderful social workers from JASA that we have and the nurses from Northwell and NUMAC, because they're really, they're such amazing people, and they're the ones with the boots on the ground, really in the homes, and making people's lives easier and better, right, and more comforted too. And they just realized this socialization piece. And, you know, I can say that over the years, Project Independence has really grown its socialization programs. I mean, we have so many different groups now, which are phenomenal. And, you know, like I said, we have the Blankets of Love group, you know, so if you're a quilter, you know, you can go to, and the blankets they make are just stunning, and it goes to a wonderful cause, a different cause. You know, we have a senior talk group in Roslyn, which is wonderful. Nancy Mizrahi, who works with us, is the facilitator of that group, and they really get on very no topic is you know,
right, okay, that's what it should be, though, right?
And then you have the social group. We have one of our social workers, Robin, does, and that's just there's a men's social group, and then just another, you know, general social group. And now we have all these coloring classes that are popping up everywhere. At the Roslyn Community Center, there's this mindfulness coloring class, and it's really great because it's therapeutic, and people just love to be able to color and socialize together. And due to the success of that, it's now at the Yes We Can Community Center, that program. You know, so there is there's a lot going on. And, you know, we have our advisory committees every month in all different regions. So that's a wonderful place to really just get involved and find out what's going on in your community,
right,
too. So
actually, go back to socialization, and you're referencing that coloring book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people, and I think that's a great opportunity, a lot of people don't feel they can walk into a crowd and say, mm-hmm, hi, I'm John,
right, absolutely,
and what's your name and what do you do? And you know, if you didn't do it in your teen years, in your 20s, your 30s, at the age of 70,
of course,
60, 70, 80, you're not going to walk into a crowd and say, hi, here I am, my name is John. But there's so many programs like that coloring book, which is a sneaky way to,
mm-hmm,
do it. Because
absolutely,
if you don't like anybody, you can walk in, put your head down,
right,
and listen to the teacher. And at the same time, all of a sudden, somebody makes eye contact. You say, hello, how are you?
No, that's such a great point. You know, that's what we always try to tell people, too, because even with the advisory committees, you know, no one's saying you go and you have to sign a contract, you know, for
right,
for life. And you could literally just go there and sit there and be quiet, or you could be as active and participate as much as you want. So I think it's really a great way to just kind of get your foot in the door.
The advisories are growing.
Absolutely.
You know, and most people, the only time I find that people don't come back is strictly because of conflict.
Right.
They wanted to do something else at that point in time. And, you know, it is the same month, the same day, the same week, you know, so it's... You know, you can either set your schedule, but if something comes up, you can't do it, you can't do it. But that's the smallest piece, and that wasn't even planned. For Project Independence was really planned to bring things,
mm-hmm,
to people. But the interconnection of people, which I'm sure, probably wasn't even thought about.
Yeah, and that, you know, because, and that's, like I said, that's one of my favorite things, because this group, you know, the Romeo's group, when I was an intern, when David Linden,
I haven't seen David in a while.
Yes, he's doing fabulous. I just spoke to David the other day. Okay. He had called and said, you know, listen, I saw this article in the paper, and it's about this Romeo's group, and this was one of my first projects. I remember, you know, Paula Yule, who is the deputy commissioner, said, you know, Christine, let's see if you could get something started. So I was like, all right, let me find. So there's five men, because the whole premise of this Romeo's group, which stands for Retired Older Men Eating Out, I want to make sure I say older, you know, we revamped it. And the whole premise is that, you know, these guys, women are more likely to be, you know, and get involved and form groups. And men kind of sit there and they're, you know, their wife would be out and, you know, all these different groups.
Right, right.
And they'd be like, oh, no, what do I do now? So that's how this Romeo's group started. And David said, you know, the same thing. You know, I'd like to be involved, you know, but I don't know how to go about starting this. And, you know, Flash 2, that was in 2010, I think, or 9 even, they had their first meeting. You know, to all these years
right.
later, and this group, they meet twice a month, and they're really they're invested. And what's great about it too, is that you know we're all connected. So they'll call me and say, you know, John Smith, you know, got sick. He's in the hospital. I just wanted to let you know, I want to. And so they have this little kind of chain call that they do to all of each other, and it's really great. To just how that kind of
has formed.
You know, organically, which is wonderful. And, you know, David Linden said himself that his neighbor was in the group and he never knew this man or spoke to him until the Romeos, and they realized they lived on the same street.
Wow, that's amazing.
And now are friendly, you know, so it's stuff like that that I think just shows how wonderful the program really is.
And what David makes very clear about that, which I think is very important for people to understand, this is... there's no arguments.
Yeah.
You're coming in just to chat. And if I have a different opinion than you, that's fine. I'm entitled to it and you're entitled. We're not going to start screaming about a Republican or a Democrat or Catholic and Jewish, whatever.
And I have to say, because, you know, topics can get heated there, but they always say they walk out as friends and, you know, they don't judge you for whatever your opinion, you know, might be, which I think is amazing, you know, thing to do, because especially this day and age, you know, it can get a little crazy things. And the fact that they... you know, the people come back every month.
I went once. It's
great.
A big crowd.
It is.
Yeah, and that's the point, because you're not really, you're there because you're a senior talking about issues affecting seniors. Not to fight for your, you know, your particular cause, whatever it happens to be.
Absolutely.
And it really, and at the end of the day, you know, somebody might leave early. They bring their lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, you know, there's no obligation. You talk.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have a speaker.
Yeah. And, you know, because they actually, they sent me an email just to let me know that they have scheduled, which I love too, is that the Romeos do all this kind of on their own. And I'm just there to kind of promote for them and keep them on track. That they have scheduled speakers for the next couple of sessions. And I think it's wonderful that they go out there and they find these speakers of topics of interest, you know, and timely topics too to them. So it's really a great, great program. And all these really are, you know, and that's what's wonderful. You know, one program might be better for you than the other one, you know, and you could go to anything and check and see where your right fit is, which I think is great.
At the end of the day, that's it. People have to be willing, and you know, we can talk while you're blue in the face. Have to be willing, just get in the car. The Great Neck Senior Center or Social Center, where I'm president, actually, the bus will bring you there.
Yeah.
So there's Project Independence programs going on there. The bus will take you there, or Shari will tell you how you could do a cab or something
if
you can't figure it out, and that'll be a little bit later on in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And even from a disabled perspective, the town is taking initiatives there. But the most important thing is, get out of your seat. You know, I mean, we seem to be harping on it, but it's so true, because nobody comes back after coming to an event or two and says, you know, you wasted my time. Why did you push me to do this?
I know. And we left because there's certainly a bazillion things going on just within Project Independence. And then the town, then you add all the town programs on top of that.
Right.
I mean, everybody knows from the Talk of the Town segment, we can go on for,
hours
and upon
honestly,
hours.
And Talk of the Town, it's funny. You know, you started the Talk of the Town, and you bring stuff in, and I will bet you don't get through half of it.
Yeah.
And we do
it
weekly.
Yeah.
And at the honesty, and that's why the 311 number is so important.
Absolutely.
Because you may not hear something that you might have been interested in coming up this week, whether it's an exercise or the coloring or World in Depth or one of those things, but you call 311.
Yeah, and that's, I just also wanted to give a shout out to 311, because that call center is just, you know, we call it, you know, we're like brothers and sisters, the two of us, because we kind of go hand in hand, and that, you know, they know everything that's going on. We send them everything, and you know, they know kind of how to refer. It's really just such a great fit, and it just keeps everything smooth. And
are
it's
you
just
doing 311 today?
I was doing it this morning, but now
I can tell. See, yes, yes. When Christina comes in and she sits at the computer and she just puts her head up every now and then, I say, she's doing 311.
Yes, there's like a lot going on, but we
because as soon as the call comes in, it's getting funneled. Or
yes,
because
you know, Paul and myself, we left because we're a little anal with the assigning of it because we see it come in and we need to like get it, you know, immediately assigned. But it's great,
and all this stuff too. To be honest with you, is time recorded because I know people have complained nobody's called me back, and that's not true.
Yes.
Everything is time
recorded. That's what I think is wonderful. Another layer of the 311 system is that you know the fact that there is this timer causes accountability. You know,
right.
and it keeps everything smooth. You know, because sometimes listen, things can get lost. Calls, I always laugh because I think of you know the former supervisor John Kamen when he was creating this call center. He said, you know. Listen, he's like, a million people come to my office and I could have a whole desk full of post-it notes. He's like, and chances are those post-it notes, something's getting lost in the shuffle. And it's really true. But, you know, now you have this call center. Everything is logged.
Right.
You can call in and say, you know, I called, you know, on Monday and the person could tell you the status of, you know, that call, which I think is amazing.
That's
you know,
it. It's really, very, and it shows accountability on the town's part and everything gets answered.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if the answer is we can't help you, you have to go here.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. That's the answer. So the person knows what's going on.
No, it's really great. And in, you know, Project Independence, just to toot our horn, you know, we are so on top of it that it's very rare that anything does get overdue or anything, you know, like people get the response because
right.
all of us want it, you know, to get those answers out there to the residents. So it's a great program.
We're going to take another break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. And it's actually so exciting. We're going to have so many hours here with Christina this morning. We'll be right back.